Nolte, Jonathan Majors' attorney accuses Manhattan's Democrat DA of racism. By John Nolte on May 10, 2023. Jonathan Majors' attorney, Priya Chaudhary, is accusing the Democrats in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office of racism. In late March, 33-year-old Majors was arrested for the alleged assault of a 30-year-old woman, his supposed girlfriend at the time. The career fallout was immediate. Despite the fact there has been no trial or conviction, the McCarthyites in left-wing Hollywood immediately began annihilating Majors' life and career. Even as Flash star Ezra Miller, a man with an extensive and troubling rap sheet, was enjoying a full Hollywood rehabilitation. The fact that Majors is black and Miller is white obviously plays a role in this double standard. Left-wing Hollywood's racism is well documented. Also, the fact that Miller identifies as non-binary and an obnoxious narcissist who uses they/them pronouns, and Majors is straight and masculine also plays a role in this double standard. After starring in two number one movies this year, Creed 3 and Ant-Man and the Wasp Something Something Mania, Majors' career was about to obtain orbit, especially as he assumed the main villain role, Kang, in whatever phase the dullards at Marvel have cooked up this time. With multiple charges that could include jail time hanging over Majors' head, the first move Chaudhary made was pretty dumb. She released text messages she claimed came from the alleged victim. Chaudhary further claimed these texts were proof her client was innocent. Except, my reading of the alleged text messages, as I wrote earlier, told us that 1. There was a physical altercation. 2. Majors escalated a phone grab into an assault. And 3. The woman in question ended up going to the hospital. Not good. Later, Chaudhary tried to clean up this mess by stating she had irrefutable evidence Majors never touched the alleged victim at all. And if the date and timestamps are accurate, this video evidence is undeniably compelling. So what's Chaudhary doing now? Well, she's claiming the Democrat-run Manhattan District Attorney's Office is persecuting Majors because he's black. We have provided the district attorney with irrefutable evidence that the woman is lying, including video proof showing nothing happened, especially not where she claimed, the statement released to the far left the rap reads. We did this with the explicit promise from the DA that they would not fix their case and change it as we proved the woman is lying. The statement goes on to claim that the alleged victim's story changed after the video release and that we have obtained even more video evidence of his innocence. But we are hesitant to share it, for fear the DA will tip the woman off to change her story again. Then Chaudhary goes for the throat. The criminal justice system is saturated with explicit and implicit bias. When Mr. Majors showed a white police officer the injuries the woman caused him, the white officer got in Mr. Majors' face and taunted him, saying that if the officer were to slap Mr. Majors, the officer wouldn't break his finger. None of the white officers present investigated the assault of Mr. Majors. Worse, the district attorney has not indicated any intention to pursue charges against the woman, or even investigate the truth. This glaring double standard between the treatment of Jonathan Majors, a black man weighing 200 pounds, and his accuser, highlights the racial bias that permeates the criminal justice system. Marvel hasn't squeaked one word about Majors. But they will have to make a decision soon. Phase 6 is built around Majors and his Kang character. Avengers, the Kang Dynasty is scheduled for release in May of 2025. That's only 2 years away. Crying racism is a good start, but if Majors wants to get out from under this quickly, he has only one choice: put on a skirt, change his name to Eloise, and use the pronouns yummy and men. The tragic truth is that the above advice would succeed. It would cost Majors his eternal soul, but at least he could continue making Marvel movies for the groomers who run Disney. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.